A town amidst gardens.
The task of the architect is not to build houses, but to be a reformer of human life.
We are now standing between Namyesti Pratse and Masarykovo Namyesti. In this grand area of parkland, despite how the place looks today, we can still see the original town planning concept of Zlin's court architect, František Gahura. Although we are in the immediate vicinity of the factory and the town centre, we are still in a quiet area amidst greenery, out in the fresh air. Zlin is built on the so-called garden town principle, where high hygiene standards and the efficient layout of space play an important role. Gahura, who designed several construction regulatory plans, assumed that up to 200,000 inhabitants would be living in Zlin and Otrokovice, then called Batyov, in the foreseeable future. The buildings clearly show the emphasis placed on efficiency and order. They are standardized and simple. Their shape and location reflect the purpose they serve. The concept of the ideal industrial town was shaped during the 1930s, and imitations of Zlin sprang up in factories abroad, such as in Germany, Yugoslavia, Poland, England and France, and also India, Canada and the US. The character of the town is defined by the needs of the enterprise, and so Zlin is crossed by the main road like an artery, separating the factory from the rest of the space. However, that road also links the enterprise, like the nearby historical centre, to parts of the town both near and far. A cultural, commercial, and administrative centre is connected to the enterprise. We are now where the school buildings used to stand, now the university, and from where the buildings of the boarding schools and single-person apartments rise up the hill. At the end of the 1930s, these were home to more than a third of the factory's youngest workers. In the spirit of the Batya management system, it was expedient to have them close to the factory or school to direct their movement and thus facilitate control.